The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. So they asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." All this took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of our Lord. Ah, God's peace and joy be with you this day. You may have noticed that we lit the pink candle on our Advent wreath today. The third Sunday of Advent is always the Sunday where we light the pink candle, standing for joy. The word is gaudete, and so today we have joy in the midst of Advent as we wait and we watch. So God's peace and joy to you today. The Jews sent priests and Levites to Bethany to ask John who he was. After all, his words were drawing crowds, and they needed to figure out if this man was friend or if he was foe. And so they ask him, "Who are you? Tell us plainly." We've all been asked that question, haven't we? Who are you? And we might respond with our name or where we work or where we were born. Those things describe things about us. They describe who we are. But isn't it interesting that John begins with who he is not? He confessed, "I am not the Messiah." "Are you Elijah?" "No." "Are you the prophet?" "No." He begins by saying who he is not. And it's helpful, isn't it, to be clear about who we are and who we are not? The beginning of John's gospel, not John the Baptist's gospel, just the gospel of according to John, the beginning of that gospel begins in this mysterious, ethereal way. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then suddenly it sounds like we're in a courtroom. "Tell us plainly, who are you?" But for the writer of the Gospel of John, as it says later on in the Gospel, chapter 20, it says, "All of these things were written so that you might come to believe in the Messiah. And in believing in the Messiah, have life in his name." Oh, we better pay attention. Because the writer of John's gospel wants us to believe in Jesus. Everything points to Jesus. And that's what John the Baptist does. He came to testify to the light. He was not the light. We heard that. He's not the Messiah. He's not Elijah. He's not the prophet. But he points to the one who is the light. He points to the one who is the Savior. He probably would have hated his own name, John the Baptist. "I'm not important, but I'll tell you who is. It's Jesus." You see, John the Baptist was a witness, right? He was a witness. The defense calls its next witness, Fred Franks, to the stand. "Tonight, standing on the banks of the Mississippi River that's rising from floodwaters, we hear from Channel 9 correspondent Sharon Strasburg." "Sharon?" The police seem to be having a really difficult time, and they're staying longer than usual at this crime scene because there were no eyewitnesses. We hear about witnesses often, you see. I think one of my favorite witnesses are those people that companies hire to go out on the street corners and stand and wave their signs at us. My favorite is at tax time, the men and the women that dress up in the Lady Liberty costume for Liberty Tax Services. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my gosh, who knew that Lady Liberty could break dance? I was on the corner of 287 and, I don't know, 29th one afternoon, and there's this African-American standing there, and he's got his earphones in, you know. He's like jamming. And the good thing, I mean, the wonderful thing about African-American bodies is they move so differently than Caucasian bodies, and he was just breakdancing and having his fun. Yeah, it was pure joy. It was pure joy. Witnesses. John the Baptist was a witness. He wasn't the light. He pointed to the light. His job was to point to Jesus. And John was clear about who he was and who he was not. So y'all remember the TV show, I Love Lucy? Yeah? Lucy got into lots of troubles, remember? Because she wasn't clear about who she was and who she wasn't. She thought she could, like, you know, pretend to be these certain people or pretend to sneak in the midst of situations and do something. And we could hear her say, "Well, I just thought if I could." And Ricky's always responding, "Lucy, how could you think that? You are not," you know. She wasn't clear about who she was and who she wasn't. But for we who follow God, our identities begin and end at the waters of the font, right? In baptism, we are claimed, we are marked, we are sent to live the rest of our lives witnessing to God. How easy is that? We know what we're supposed to do. And we are children of God, marked by water at the font. We begin our life and we end our life marked by Christ. From the cradle to the grave, we know who we are. We know whose we are. We know what we're about. We know where we begin and where we end. It's clear who we are and who we are not. So if I come up to you and say, "Who are you?" And you say to me, "Marilyn, child of God," woohoo! You got it right. And if I come up to you, John, what football team do you follow? What football team do you follow, John Becker? CSU. So if I come up to John and say, "John, who are you?" And he says, "A CSU follower," and I'm going to say, "Oh, John, we need to do some work." Who are you? Child of God. Child of God. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And I'm clear. So doesn't that make life easy? Because we just get to point to Jesus and we can say to ourselves, "I am not the Savior. I cannot save myself. Jesus is the Savior." Whew! We can say to ourselves, "I am not perfect. Jesus was perfect." Whew! "Jesus loves me right now as I am." We can say, "I am not God. I don't even play God on TV. My job, my life witness is to point to God." What a relief. When we know who we are and whose we are, it becomes clear and it's so much easier to do what we're called to do. In fact, it can give us great, great, great joy. You know, John knew that he was subordinate to Jesus. He knew where he stood in the hierarchy. He said, "I'm not even worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandal. I'm not the light. Jesus is the light. He's greater than I." And yet, remember the rest of the story? John allowed himself to be who God created him to be. John participated in the life of the story. He was the forerunner. He was the witness. And what did he do for Jesus? He baptized him. He baptized him. Even though he wasn't equal to Jesus, he knew he had a role to play. And he allowed himself to do that at the River Jordan. He was clear about who he was and who he was not. I was visiting a nursing home this last week, and a staff member greeted me at the door. She opened the door for me. She was very gracious and kind. And so I started up a conversation, and I said, "How are you?" She said, "I'm doing great." With lots of enthusiasm, she said. She said this. And I said, "Well, tell me about that." She said, "I am so excited for Christmas because I have scaled back Christmas. I've told my children they're not going to get as many presents. They will get a few. We're keeping it simple. I'm watching everybody else out there getting frenzied and running around and getting tired, and I'm having the best season of the year." You see, she had decided who she was going to be and what she was going to be about for Christmas. And it gave her joy, and it gave her freedom. Sisters and brothers in Christ, right now we have so many voices in our world saying who they are and who they are not. But we're doing it in such a way that it becomes divisive and angry. And we as Christians have such a witness to bring to the world. We as Christians have such a witness because we can say who we are and who we are not in the light of Jesus' grace and Jesus' love and Jesus' mercy. And especially as Lutheran Christians, we have a particular witness because we can say we are saved by grace through faith. This is not our own doing. It is not by works. I know who my Savior is. And the world is longing to hear that message. As the people of God, we have a particular witness to bring. And claimed, marked, claimed, and sent through the waters of the font, that's our life's work. That's what we get to do. And when we know who we are and whose we are, we belong to the Almighty, we're children of God, there is freedom to share that witness. So I'm going to ask you, we've done this before a couple of times, more in the announcements. I'm going to ask you to think back over your week. Where did you notice God in your week? This last week, where did you see God? And then turn to someone that you know, somebody that you're comfortable with, and just share that, would you? Where did you notice God? Was it in the kindness of the person who checked you out at the grocery store? Was it in your spouse who said, "Boy, I love you, honey"? Was it in the neighbor boy who put the newspaper up on your porch instead of leaving it at the driveway? Where did you notice God? And then just take a minute and share. Let's be a witness for each other. Turn and talk. Thank you for doing that. I hope I didn't make you uncomfortable. But if I did, well, maybe I'm glad about that too. Because if we can't be a witness with each other, it's going to be pretty hard to do it with other people, right? And not that we have to go up and say, "Hey, Len, do you know about Jesus the Christ?"
You have a pamphlet.
I don't have a pamphlet. But I can say, "Len, I know Jesus is my Lord," and that just fills my heart with love. Nobody can really argue with what you say about yourself, and that's good. So, John the Baptist was a witness. Let's be a witness. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and sing.